This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Okay, I'd like to welcome to the Joy Studios now, Sarah Jane Smith from the Great Australian Bake Off. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm really well. Now, disclaimer, Sarah Jane and I have known each other for some time.
Yes, years.
Years. We used to both sing in choirs.
Mm-hmm.
And but now you're famous.
Well, so are you famous if you've been on one episode so far?
Probably not. No, you're right. No. So if you missed it, the Great Australian Bake Off went to air finally after many months of promos on Channel 9 on Tuesday night. And the first episode rated its socks off.
It did. Congratulations. It was so exciting. Yeah. And everyone's like relieved and happy and excited about the next episode.
Yeah. Because now you filmed it quite some time ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was November and December last year.
Wow.
So,
and they've just been trying to find the right time slot for it.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit different because we only have 8 episodes.
Oh,
so
is that right?
that's it.
And oh, so, no.
No, but also yes, and it's only once a week. It's like the olden days where you have to kind of really invest yourself in the show.
Yeah, yeah. Cooking shows on TV, we all know they are absolute ratings winners, or they have been in the past. Yeah. Possibly things like MasterChef are slightly declining in the ratings now because there've been so many series. Mm. Plus you do, as you say, have to invest every night or whatever they're on. I don't watch them, but I tuned in obviously to see you. And I was really pleasantly surprised to find that I really loved the show.
It's funny, one of the reasons why I auditioned is that it's based off a British show that I love. Like I think I go on and on about this, but the British version of this show just, I saw it and it changed the way I watched reality television.
Really?
Because I was like, I was really, as you know, you used to come and watch Australian Idol at my house.
Oh my goodness.
A very long time ago. But like, I used to love reality TV. Yeah. I got very, very sick of it very quickly.
Right.
And then started watching Great British Bake Off and I was like, this is nice. Everyone is lovely to each other. Everyone helps each other and everyone drinks cups of tea. So
it's not just the first episode. That's what we're going to see?
Hopefully that's what you'll see, because that's what happened.
I haven't watched The Great British Bake Off. I know it's a big, big hit.
It's amazing.
And, after the episode showed on Tuesday night here in Australia, I went and had a look at some of the Twitter comments and a lot of people were saying that it seems pretty much a direct copy of the British one, and that's a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is very similar. Like, I think we've put our own twist on it in some ways. There's a lot of kind of adorable and adorkable British historians talking about the evolution of cakes in the British one, which we don't have much of. But I think they're similar enough to just be lovely. And that was the thing, is that as someone who is so invested in the British show, there was a bit of like, oh, what's it going to be like?
Okay.
So Esther, my partner, said that over the course of the Tuesday afternoon, I got quieter and quieter and I was like getting more and more worried about what it was going to be like.
So you hadn't seen it?
No.
Ah.
We'd seen a little teaser at a media launch in March, but we hadn't seen the full episode.
Oh,
so there were things that I was doing, the proper reactions that everyone around me was doing.
Oh, that's great. So you had a party at your place?
Well, had a few people over, yes. And the people that I watched the British show with, like we have... Yeah. Great British Bake Off.
I'm pretty sure that this will turn into a sort of a night where people have their friends over and eat cake and drink tea.
I saw one of my best friends yesterday and she's like, what's next week again? I'm like, pies. And she's like, is it sausage rolls as well? I was like, yes. She's like, I need to make sausage rolls.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Before
I'll
it
do
starts.
That too.
Because that's the thing, she went out 10:30 Tuesday night to the supermarket so she could do some baking. She's like, this show is ridiculous.
I wonder if that happened all around Australia. Because there certainly was a lot of stuff on Twitter like, oh, my God, I need to bake now.
Mm. Yep.
So, fantastic. So tell me about you and baking. Are you a long-time baker?
I am, and I learnt to bake with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still remember the first recipe that she taught me because it only had 5 ingredients, and that was how I learnt it. But then I kind of baked on and off during high school and things like that, and Esther and I have been together for nearly 10 years, and about 2 years into that, she stopped having gluten in her diet.
Ah.
And this was kind of before the major availability of gluten-free products. So did lots of gluten-free baking and now she ate gluten again. So now we just eat everything. but I think it was that sort of like needing to provide her with something. And I just like... I love feeding people. People come over and I'm like, ooh, cake, ooh, scones. It's what I like to do.
Yes, I have been to your house. I know this to be true. Excellent. No, but it is true. People who cook and feed people and like restaurateurs, I'm a book editor by trade. Mm-hmm. Some of the listeners know this. And I've worked on a lot of food books. And almost every professional chef or cook I've worked with on a book is a lovely person who presses food upon you and says, this is what I do, eat it, which is just so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's just nice to be able to share, like literally share something that you have put effort and energy and love into.
Yes. I'm talking to Sarah Jane Smith from the Great Australian Bake Off here. If you'd like to send us an SMS or to ask Sarah Jane a question, please do. I might just put this out now.
Yep.
You can SMS 0427 Joy 949. You can call Lynn on 1300 Joy 949, or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. We've already had one email from Jojo who says, great, can't wait to hear the interview with Sarah Jane Smith. We are listening from Violet Town. Loving the Bake Off. Go Sag.
Thanks, Jojo and Birgit. I love you.
Ah, friends of yours. Yep. Excellent. And from Violet Town, they'll be listening at joy.org.au.
Yes.
That's great. Hello, Jojo. And is it Birgit?
Yes.
Very nice to have you along. So, feel free to ask Sarah Jane some questions, 0427 Joy 949, onair@joy.org.au, or you can call 1300 Joy 949. She'll be here for a little while longer. Yeah. She's already told me she's not on a schedule, so I've stolen her for a little while. All right, now tell us about filming the show. What was that experience like?
It was...
You've never been on TV before?
Well, no, I did do one night of Temptation when Temptation was still around. Won myself some cookware.
Brilliant.
A little bit different, though. It was as crazy as I thought it would be, but still crazier, because it was just the days were very long.
Right.
Because we filmed at Werribee Mansion, yep. So wasn't at home. We were living in houses in that area. So Monique, Nancy, Bliss and I were in one house.
Uh-huh. So did the whole shoot... over a couple of weeks, say?
It was, I think, 5 weeks.
Okay.
Was how long it actually went for in the end.
That's quite long.
It was quite long. And it was just, you know, you hear that TV is all about, like, okay, you've arrived now, stand around and wait. And that was kind of what it was. But it was still amazing. Like, it makes it sound like I didn't enjoy it. I literally loved every second of it.
Oh, that's great to hear.
And the crew were lovely and they were very experienced at making us feel like we kind of knew what we were doing, which was not the case at all. We were all just flying blind. But it was just a really lovely experience. And because we spent so much time together, you felt like you knew all these people.
Yeah. Well, that actually seemed clear to me from even the first episode when you guys were sort of awaiting the judgment at the end of the episode. Sort of you all looked really close. And I noticed that Nancy was holding on to you and stuff. And I thought, everybody wants to hug SJ.
I'm quite good at a hug. But it was just particularly the four of us who were living together. Mm. And I think it was the same for Maria and Julie who were living together.
Yep.
We got to know each other so well because you're literally spending every moment with each other. So, and we all got along really well and you didn't want anyone to go home. And that emotion that you see at the end of the episode is real.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I must say, I must congratulate the whoever cast the show. It's a wonderful cast.
It is a lovely cast.
It's a really interesting group of contestants for a start. Mm. As a lot of people were saying on Twitter, no cookie cutters here.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's people, I think I like all of them.
Mm.
And there's that dreadful word, quirkiness. But there's certainly quirkiness there. And there's the hilarious, is it Mark, the chartered accountant who weighs
Mark
everything?
Mark is amazing.
Just
and
gorgeous.
He can bake. He is so good.
Uh-huh.
But he just, gadgets. He bought, because, you know, we're all in for the long haul. He just had, like, these huge tubs full of gadgets. And you're just like, I've got some aprons and some doilies that I thought might be nice. Like, honestly, I like bought some doilies along and that was about it.
And the lovable Maria, who seems just delightful.
She is so lovely.
Yeah.
And again, just we had like a rehearsal day where just so that we weren't petrified when it actually came to pass. And everyone made some chocolate chip biscuits and hers looked perfect. Like, oh, wow. You would have gone to a shop and purchased them like yeah. that. And that's when I was like, oh, everyone else can decorate. But she's amazing, Maria. Yeah.
And Nancy, the architect, just, yes. Is she an architect or an architecture student?
Architecture student.
Yeah, with incredible just attention to detail. And
we would come out and we would all go to bed and she was like, I'm just going to stay up and practice. And like really? Like with her cupcake,
yeah.
we would come out in the morning and there'd be like 24 donuts sitting there and we'd just be like, well, we didn't wow. go to bed till midnight. When was she doing this?
Wow.
She is super focused yep. and so talented.
Yeah, no, it's great. So, oh, look, we've got some messages here, an SMS from someone, Ricky, who's saying, who's your guest? It's Sarah Jane Smith from The Great Australian Bake Off.
Not the Doctor Who.
No,
companion.
Actually, someone asked me beforehand. Somebody on my Facebook page said, can you please ask her if her parents were Doctor Who fans?
No, they weren't. I am. But no, it's just a coincidence. Well, people think that it's a made-up name. It really, I promise you it isn't. It's my actual name.
I think it's much better, much nicer to be called Sarah Jane Smith than, say, Perry.
Yes.
If you're a Doctor Who fan, you'll know what that
means.
Or Adric. yes. So, yes, Ricky, thank you for your message. It's Sarah Jane Smith from The Great Australian Bake Off. Oh, look, Daniel's listening in New York.
Oh,
he
Daniel.
Sent a message. Yay, Saggy. That's great. I had Daniel on my show last week. He phoned in from New York where he's attending the New York Music Theatre Festival.
He's having the time of his life
yes,
by the looks
is.
Of things.
Last night we FaceTimed from Times Square. That's beautiful. Yeah. So, keep those messages coming in. If you've got any questions for Sarah Jane, it's you can SMS 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au or you can call Betty, you can call Lynn on 1300JOY949. One of the other questions one of the people here at Joy asked was, what happens to all the leftover food?
Most of it gets eaten by the crew.
Fantastic.
Some of it we took home. We had a lot of cake in yes. our fridge that first night.
Yeah.
Obviously, there is kind of a health and safety thing
yeah.
with time passing, mm-hmm. but generally speaking, everything gets eaten by the crew. So
wow.
they were pretty... The crew, the camera guys in particular, were pretty excited about Pie Week. They were pretty stoked about Pie Week.
Excellent. So next week's episode is Pie Week.
Pies, pasties and sausage rolls.
Okay, so is it all savoury or some sweet?
Well...
Are you allowed to tell us?
Mostly savoury.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah, the previews certainly looked delicious. I could practically smell them. Mm. I was thinking to myself, I wonder what future episodes will hold. Will there be a scone episode? You're not allowed to tell me?
I want to keep some surprise, Katie. Come on.
Okay, well, I'm thinking scones and I'm hoping there'll be a sponge cake week because baking the perfect sponge cake is a skill.
Yes, it is.
And it's so hard to get right.
And Dan Leppard had a corker in The Guardian about 2 weeks ago. That recipe is amazing.
Let's talk about Dan Leppard. He's the male judge.
Yes, and I love him.
And, I tweeted out after the show that I was interviewing you this week on Joy and he retweeted it and said people should listen. Yeah. So, Dan, if you're listening, hello. And I tweeted him back and said, I'd love to have you on as well some other week. And he said, sure.
Yeah.
So hopefully Dan will be coming
yes.
on. But you tweeted something about that they'd cut out a bit where you and he had had a discussion about rainbow cakes.
Yes. So Dan is also a member of the queer family mm-hmm. and has a lovely partner.
Uh-huh.
But they came around and visited us while we were cooking. So you're nervous anyway. It was our very first episode. And I was just not paying attention. And he said something like, rainbows are very important to me. And it took me like 30 seconds. And I was like, oh, me too. and it was like this moment because, like, and again, not the same show, but in the British show,
yep.
lots of gay queer people on the show. Like, and not to stereotype, but lots of gay men on the show.
Uh-huh.
And so like I kind of rocked up being like, this is going to be my people.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm the only gay in the village. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. Dan is as well. And so
fantastic.
It was just this moment of like, bonding over rainbow cakes because they're kind of like such a cliched but lovely thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, hope that makes it to air. But sadly,
yeah.
it did not.
Oh, well, there was your cake and
Brendan also made a
rainbow
cake. Yes.
Which looked beautiful.
Yes,
inside.
It did.
Yes.
And it was funny because I was all like, rainbow cake, that's my jam.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. And then the day before we started filming, we were all talking about I'm making a rainbow cake. And I was like, no. But they were different enough.
Yes, they were.
I don't think it was too much of a competition between us.
Now, look, I have a thing about that. That challenge was to bake a children's birthday cake.
A children's party cake.
Yeah. And fondant. Now, look, if I'm a kid, I don't want to eat fondant. I want real icing. Thank you very much.
You are preaching to the choir here. I'm not a fondant person, mainly because I can't use it. I'm terrible at it. Every now and then I try, and it's just sadness for everyone involved. So I know that there was actually on Twitter, particularly, lots of people like, kids don't eat fondant. And I think I loved the taste of fondant when I was a kid, but I love cake, so, you know.
I'd rather have buttercream icing myself.
Yeah. Mm, yes. Mm, mm. So lots of fondant. But the things you can do with fondant are so beautiful that you can kind of see why people went that way.
Yes.
Jonathan's rocket cake.
And Julie's bees. They were so cute.
They were very cute.
Very cute. We'll be back in a minute.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station. That was Girls Aloud with Can't Speak French. You're with Katie. It's Katie's Cut Lunch here at Joy. It's 26 minutes to 3 and I have in the studio with me the lovely Sarah Jane Smith from the Great Australian Bake Off.
Hello.
Welcome back. Not that you've been anywhere. We've been talking about the Great Australian Bake Off, which premiered on Channel 9 this week on Tuesday night to great acclaim. Seems like it's going to be a hit. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, because it's so hard to know with a new show. I suppose this has got a tried and tested format that's worked in other places in the world.
Yes, it has. And I know that the American version just finished as well. I haven't seen any of that, though.
Right.
But, and I think there's a Danish version as well. So the format's tested, but I think each country's putting its own little something.
Yeah.
Something.
To me, even if you hadn't been on it, I probably would have watched, because I just love cake.
Yes. Well, why do you think I watched the British one in the first one?
Yeah.
Like, love cake.
Yeah, who doesn't love cake? And pies next week is just going to be so much fun.
Yes. Yes. And some amazing things get made.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Ooh, goody. Excellent. Let's talk about, we talked about Ben Leppard before, one of the judges. Now,
Dan Leppard.
Sorry, why am I calling him Ben?
Outrageous, Katie. You won't come on the show now.
Oh, sorry, Dan. You should have picked me up before. Dan
Leppard. You said Dan before.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Dan, if you're listening, come on my show. All right. Kerry Vincent's the other judge.
Yes.
She's the mean judge, as it were.
Oh,
she's really not mean.
She's not mean.
No.
No, she is very no-nonsense.
Yes.
She knows her stuff. And so I think I was looking on Twitter and it's funny. Everyone's like, oh, she's so mean. I'm like, she's really not. She's just really honest.
Yes.
And the amount that we learned, like from her and Dan, but from Kerry, just every time she opened her mouth, you wanted to be like, just pause. I need to get a pen and a paper and write everything down, because she wanted us to learn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she was kind of like that sort of almost McGonagall-esque sort of teacher, in that she didn't take any nonsense. And
Harry Potter reference?
Harry Potter reference, sorry. Didn't take any nonsense, wanted us to do the best that we could. And the way that she was going to do that is she's not going to sugarcoat anything.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And we all loved that. The first day, it was pretty intense and a bit scary, but no, she was amazing.
Yeah, and this is what I'm talking about with the casting of the show too. Mm. If, you know, Dan's so lovely and the contestants are so lovely, you've got to have somebody to provide a bit of counterpoint to that.
You do, definitely.
And she certainly does that.
And, like, when she was disappointed, you felt it.
Oh.
And, like, you just wanted to, like, curl up in a little ball and hide underneath your bench. But when she was happy, and, like, this is the thing, her saying, you know, that was good, you were just like, oh, my God, I'm a god. You know, like, you were just, like, running around going, that was the best thing that ever happened.
Now, we had an SMS from Nat who says, even I felt like baking after watching the show. And Katie can tell you how weird that is. Yes, I do know Nat, and, yes, that is pretty amazing. So well done, the Great Australian Bake Off. Somebody I saw on Twitter said that Kerry Vincent should be nominated for the best new talent in the next Logies.
She would be amazing. And like, she's not a new talent. America loves her and she does shows over there, but she's
pretty new to
for
Australian
us
television.
And I think she's going to be the breakout star, frankly. Yeah. Everyone loves Kerry.
It's amazing. Well, I mean, look, David Campbell was nominated for Best New Talent at the Logies this year, and he hasn't been around for yonks, just happens to be hosting a television show for the first time. But, that's good to know about Kerry Vincent.
She's so lovely. Don't feel scared or sad or upset for us bakers, because we'll just, she was amazing.
And we'll just enjoy her.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's like, and everyone goes, is she like that in real life? Yes, she is.
All right. Oh, there's a couple of tweets have come in. My friend Anne Marie has tweeted to say, I like cake.
Who doesn't? I feel like, I don't mean to be rude, but I think if people don't like cake, you need to be suspicious of them. I'm like, cake.
Yes.
It's very important to life.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. So now, Sarah Jane, outside the Great Australian Bake Off, you're a teacher, is that right?
I am a teacher.
Yes.
I'm at, am I allowed to say yes?
Up to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to say. I'm a teacher at Epping Secondary College.
Okay. And what do you teach?
I teach drama and English and literacy support.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. And everyone would have seen, if they watched The Great Australian Bake Off and they didn't blink because it was very brief, showed that you're in a group called Aquaporco.
Yes,
tell us about Aquaporco.
We are a fat, mostly femme, synchronized swimming group. We're teaching ourselves synchronized swimming from the internet. We've had one public performance so far that was actually ended up being the kind of focus of a documentary that was made about us last year that's traveling around film festivals at the moment. And we're always after new members. We don't train in winter, though. So
you can find us
on the internet and let us know. We're going to probably get started up again in November, I think.
That is brilliant. A synchronized swimming for fat swim. Fat.
Yeah. Our only thing
don't
is,
have to be a woman?
Don't have to be a woman. Everyone in the group so far is kind of female identifying, but we're kind of open to...
As long as you wear the bathing cap.
As long as you wear the bathing cap, and as long as you... Our main thing is, are you fat identified? Are you happy to be in a group that is called Aquaporco? Can you stop yourself from drowning in the pool? They're kind of our main things at the moment.
That is fantastic.
And it's just... everyone involved, and not even... Let me start that again. Everyone involved is kind of subscribes to... fat positive, body positive sort of politics. A lot of the people involved, particularly the ones who have joined this year and last year, it wasn't something that they were necessarily involved with before they joined the group. It was just that they were like, I like to swim and I don't feel comfortable going by myself.
Right.
But I know that a lot of those people have become much more kind of politically active in that sort of body positive way since joining. And it's, you know, our one other rule I forgot about, apart from stopping yourself from drowning, is it is a diet talk free zone. So,
oh, how wonderful.
Which is kind of like, that's my life pretty much. Yeah. Like, but for everyone in the group, that's a really important thing. It's like, we encourage people to join, but if you're going to talk about your diet, I'm sorry, you're not welcome.
Yeah, and you're not, you know, people aren't joining a group to get thin.
No.
No.
That is not the point. The point is to go and celebrate who we are, to enjoy splashing around the water, to hang out with some amazing, amazing women.
Yep. Brilliant.
And that's, it's not, like, for some of us it's about health, but for most of us it's just about being rad, really.
Yep. Excellent. Sarah Jane Smith there from the Great Australian Bake Off talking about Aquaporco.
Yes.
How wonderful. What a wonderful thing to have a group called Aquaporco that does synchronised swimming in spectacularly beautiful bathing caps. You can go and look them up, I think, probably on YouTube.
Yes. If you and, oh, this is having a mental blank. Aquaporco Melbourne. There is Aquaporco Sydney as well.
Okay.
They were up and running and then shut down, but now they're starting up again.
Good,
so
good.
Just Google some Aquaporco Melbourne and you'll find us on our various places.
Excellent. All right. Now, we'll have to wrap this up, I think. We've been having a lovely time here. Stay tuned to watch The Great Australian Bake Off to see how Sarah Jane does. I have no idea how long she lasts. I'm hoping she'll last a long time because I love watching her on television. And, I mean, it's a shame that you can't all just stay there for the whole 8 weeks, all of you.
Yes, that would have been amazing.
One review I read of the show said that they couldn't remember the names of any of the contestants because what they remembered was the cakes.
Yes.
And that the cakes were the star of the show. I thought that was lovely.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I know everyone's name. I was on the show. Yeah. But on the British show, it took... We just had nicknames for everyone until about week 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And we'd be talking to each other and it'd be like, Scottish Specs. And like we just had names for everybody. So
I think that's the same with many.
You can call me the specky one,
shows.
I guess. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I just call you the Leso.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Big love to Esther, your partner, and your baby Artie.
Yes.
Who made a brief appearance on the show.
And he was so tiny as well. He's not like that anymore. He walks around and talks to us. And,
excellent. Yeah. Okay. Perhaps I'll have you back on the show again later in the season of the show.
I'd be so happy to come back.
That would be lovely. Thank you. Sarah Jane Smith from the Great Australian Bake Off. Tune in on Tuesday nights. I think it's on at 8 o'clock on Channel 9.
Yes.
You'll probably catch up with it on their catch-up on the web.
And I believe they're showing it again tomorrow. Is tomorrow Saturday?
Yep.
Lost track of time. Tomorrow night, I think at 6:30.
Oh,
so
cool.
Maybe check that one.
Encore performance. If you want to see the collapsing cake.
Oh, the collapsing cake. Mark's collapsing cake. Made it famous in GIF form now
on
indeed. Tumblr.
Yes, so. Indeed. Yes, there is a Bake Off AU is their Twitter handle. They're on Facebook. They have a fantastic Tumblr, so go check them out.
And there's a Pinterest as well, I found yesterday.
My goodness. So. Oh, I didn't even ask you about the set, which is a masterpiece in itself.
I want to live in it.
Yes.
Forever.
We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Sarah Jane. And we will catch up again very, very soon. You're on Joy 94.9 with Katie.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.